我想很多在座的弟兄姐妹信主之初的时候呢，可能都想过一个这样的问题。
I believe many of us, when we just became a believer, we have a question like this.
就是为什么一本圣经当中居然会有四本福音书？
That we thought about, why there are four gospels in one Bible.
其实我们小组上个礼拜星期五，就是刚刚过去这个星期五，查经的时候还讨论过。
And actually, in our small group, we just had this discussion last Friday.
那我想信主了一段时间以后，我们大家都可能知道说，因为福音书啊，它的写作的对象不一样，写作的目的不一样，所以每一本福音书它都有各自的侧重点，而且是互相补充。
So after some studying and some discussion, we realized that because there are different objectives and different purpose of each book, and therefore each author had a different emphasis of four different gospels.
那如果说把四本福音书如果合在一起的话，
And however, when we combine these four gospels together,
我们就可以看到一幅更完整、更美好的一幅图画。
We find out these four gospels, they become complement of each other, and we put a more complete and perfect picture.
所以有些时候啊，有一些事件或者有一些主耶稣说的话，它记载在一卷福音书上的话，这一卷的话，它就可能不出现在另外一卷上。
So many times when one particular event being mentioned in one particular gospel, it is very possible it will be mentioned either not mentioned or mentioned differently in the other gospel.
但是如果你知道有一个信息，这样的一个信息在每一卷福音书上都有提到，而且还是出现在每一卷福音书相同的位置的话，那我们就不难想象，这一定是一个非常非常重要的一个信息。
However, if we find out there are particular event being mentioned in all four Gospels in the same way and also in the same location, then we must pay attention because it must carry a very important purpose.
如果我们参加过这个 TE 课程讨论的时候，大家都记得邓牧师啊，在为我们考试之前，他给我们一些提示。他说重要的地方呢，他就叫做必考题。
For those of us who have attended TEE class, we all know when we were going through the study, our lead instructor, Pastor Tan, continuously to remind us there are particular areas we need to pay attention, which means it will appear on the exam.
所以我们今天我们先来看一些经文，那这些经文的话呢，出现在四本福音书中，而且是在相同的地方，所以呢，就属于邓牧师所说的必考题的范畴。
So if we today let's pay attention on one particular message which has been appeared in all four gospels in all and all around the same location, and like Pastor Tan said, please be careful. This might be on the exam.
好，那我们看一下，那请弟兄帮我们page down. 好，那这一段这一节的圣经的话，出现在马太福音的第29章，也就是最后一章。他也说到说，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Now this passage appears on the very last chapter of Matthew, book of Matthew, chapter 28. It says, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit."
那下一节圣经的话呢，是在马可福音，也是在最后一章，它是16章，也这样说到说。你们往普天下去传福音给万民听，信而受洗的必然得救，不信的必被定罪。
In the same way, this passage has been recorded in the last chapter of book of Mark. It goes like this. Verse 15, he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation.
那下一节圣经的话是出现在路加福音的最后一章，就是第24章。这样说，他说照经上所写的，基督必受害，第三日从死里复活，并且人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷起直到万邦，你们就是这些事的见证。
The last chapter of Gospel of Luke, verse 46, it goes like this. This is what is written, the Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance for the forgiveness of sins.Will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem, and you are witness of these things.
那最后一节我要分享的这个经文的话，在约翰福音的，这是在倒数的第二章，第20章，21节说，父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。
The second last chapter of the Gospel of John. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you.
所以我们读过这几节经文以后，我们都会明白，传福音是一件何等重要的事情。
After reading these passages, we realize evangelism and preaching the gospel is so important.
它也是一件如何让主耶稣所牵挂的一件事情。
And this is always on Jesus' mind.
就好像我们如果是做父母的，或者是做兄长的，我们要出远门之前呢，我们对自己的孩子或对自己的弟妹都一定会有很多的一些交代。
Just like us parents or being an elder brother or sister, before we depart from home, we will constantly remind our siblings, younger siblings, or our children something very important.
所以我们交代的这些事情的话，一定都是非常非常紧要的事情。
So whatever we want to leave our word to them must be something important.
所以我们不难看出传福音是一件非常紧要的事情。
And to us, we realize preaching the gospel must be something urgent in Jesus' mind.
但是可能很多人会说这样的道理我们其实都知道，只是我们不知道该怎样去做。
Perhaps we may say to each other or even to ourselves, we know it is important, and yet we do not know how to do.
我想我们今年，我们大家如果都知道的话，我们今年我们教会的这个主题的话呢，是做主的门徒。
For this year, many of us know the theme of our church is be Christ's disciple.
既然我们有一个这样的一个主题的话，那我想我们还是来向我们的老师，也是夫子主耶稣来学习。
If we realize this is the theme of our church, perhaps we should go back to our master, which is our teacher, Jesus, to learn.
其实主耶稣在他把这个传福音的大使命传给他的门徒之前，三年的时间，他已经为当时的门徒，也为后世的门徒做了一个美好的榜样。
Actually, before he commissioned his disciples to preach the gospel, he has already sent an excellent example to his disciples in the 3 years ministry on earth.
就像在约翰福音的十三章十五节，他有对他的门徒说，他说，我给你们做了榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。
Like being mentioned in Gospel of John chapter 13 verse 15, Jesus said, I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you.
那在马太福音的11章29节说，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式。
In Matthew chapter 11 verse 29, Jesus again said, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul.
不过在我们这个学习主耶稣的传福音的榜样之前，我先要问大家一个问题，然后问完这个问题以后呢，我们也会一起来看一段视频。
And yet before we learn from Jesus, perhaps I would like to pose a question to you all. And after I pose this question, then we can see a piece of video.
我想问大家的问题是，你去传福音的话，你去过到过的最远的地方是在什么地方？
The question I would like to ask you is, where is the furthest place you have ever preached gospel to?
有没有答案？有没有回答的？
Any answer?
我想至少会有一个 Fishkill 或者 Poughkeepsie。
I was hoping some of you will say either Fishkill or Poughkeepsie.
其实我知道我们在座其实有些弟兄姐妹为了传福音的缘故，其实去过挺远的地方。比如说有去过加州。
And perhaps I know some of us who have traveled far for the sake of gospel, perhaps California.
那有些人可能去过台湾。
And some people went to Taiwan.
或者是中国大陆。
Or even went to China, mainland China.
但是我想这个答案你不论有什么样的答案那你最远我想也远不过地球的另外一面正对着纽约的，也就是大概是澳大利亚。
I think the furthest place perhaps we have gone, there is no place further than Australia, which is direct opposite on the other side of the earth compared to relatively to New York.
我们接下来我们要看一段视频。
And now we are going to watch a piece of video.
那这个视频里面呢有一个小女孩。
And in this video, we are going to see a girl.
那这小女孩的话，我把她称作是未来的超级宣教家。
And perhaps I should call this girl the super evangelist in the future.
她关心的一个人住在一个非常遥远的地方。
She has paid attention to a person who lived very far.
甚至远远的超过了地球另外一面的 Australia.
And the distance even further away from Australia compared to us.
其实这段视频的话是我在网络上看到的一个视频，是 英国的一个商家，他在去年圣诞节期间推出来了。
And this piece of video was made by a company in Great Britain.
啊，那这个商家他就在每年的，且过去几年他每年到了圣诞节的时候啊，他都会推出一段视频。
And this company, they will usually produce different videos during holiday season.
啊，那这个视频的话，真的是深受网络上的大家的喜爱，而且也被很多网络的人呢是关注。
And this piece of video has become a phenomenon and great hit to many.
我们在大家在看这段视频的时候啊，我们大家可以稍微想一想，啊，那这个小女孩，因为既然我把她称作是未来的超级的宣教家，她有一些什么样的特质，或者她做一些什么事情，让我会给她这样的一个称号。
As we're going to watch the video, perhaps we should have a mindset, see what we can learn from this little girl. Since I have named this little girl the super evangelist.Of the future, perhaps let us try to learn what is the attributes we can get out of this video.
好了，请村民弟兄放一下那个。
I would like to leave this city, this old town don't smell too pretty, and I can feel the warning signs.Running around my mind, and when I leave this planet, you know I'd stay, but I just can't stand it, and I can feel the warning signs running around my mind. So here I go, I'm still stretching around in the same old hole.My body feels young, but my mind is very old. So what do you say? You can't give me the dreams that are mine anyway. You're half the world away. You're half the world away.
那刚才我觉得不知道大家是什么感受，我当时看到这个视频的时候觉得其实挺感动的。
I don't know how do you feel when I watched the video. I was quite touched.
也让我想到了其实我们要传福音的话有一些必须要有的一些特质。
I also learned that if we wish to be an evangelist, there are some qualities we need to learn from the video.
那我想第一个特质啊，请弟兄放一下那个slide. 第一个特质的话我想到的就是我们一定要有一颗敏锐的心，才能看待有需要的人。
I think the first attribute that we need to learn is that we must first have a sensitive heart.
刚才在这个视频当中，我们看到那个小女孩，她从这个望远镜里面，她很敏锐的捕捉到了一个稍纵即逝的一个闪光。
From the video, we realize that this little girl, as she was looking into the telescope, she captured a flashing light.
正是这个闪光啊，把他带让他带他认识了这位住在月亮上的老人。
It is because of this fleeting light she caught her attention of this little lonely old man who is living on the moon.
那看过这个视频以后，让我们再回到圣经来看一段故事。
And through this video, let it bring us back to the recording in the gospel.
这个故事的话记载在路加福音的第十九章。
This passage is recorded in Gospel Luke chapter 19.
也印在了周报的后面。
Which is printed on the back of our bulletin.
好不好？我干脆我用中文来读，那英文的弟兄姐妹的话可以自己就看周报上的。
So I'm going to read it in Chinese. May I ask all the English speaking people to read the passage by yourself in the bulletin.
路加福音十九章，耶稣进了耶利哥，正经过的时候，有一个人名叫撒该，做税吏长，是个财主。他要看看耶稣是怎样的人，只因人多，他的身量又矮，所以不得看见，就跑到前头，爬上桑树，要看耶稣，因为耶稣必从那里经过。耶稣到了那里，抬头一看，对他说：“撒该，快下来，今天我必住在你家里。”他就急忙下来，欢欢喜喜地接待耶稣。众人看见，都私下议论说：“他进到罪人家里去住宿。”撒该站着对主说：“主啊，我把所有的一半给穷人，我若讹诈了谁，就还他四倍。”耶稣说：“今天救恩到了这家，因为他也是亚伯拉罕的子孙。”从这段故事当中，我们当然可以看到撒该对主的追求。
Through this passage, we realize how Zacchaeus wished to pursue after Jesus.
我们也可以看到，当撒该被主所接纳以后，他有多么，他的生活、生命发生多大的改变。
And we also see the transformation of Zacchaeus after he was touched by Jesus.
但是今天我想跟大家分享的不是关于撒该，其实我想跟大家分享的是关于主耶稣。
And however, what I would like to share with you today is not about Zacchaeus, but rather about Jesus.
我们看到主耶稣他进了耶利哥城，被人群所包围。
We see Jesus enter the town of Jericho. He was surrounded by the crowd.
但他还是一下子就注意到了爬在树上的撒该。
And yet he was able to pay attention to Zacchaeus who climbed on the tree.
我们知道撒该是一个富有的税吏。
We know Zacchaeus is a very rich tax collector.
但是呢，他却被犹太人所憎恨。
And yet he was hated by his fellow Jewish men.
不过在主耶稣的眼中，撒该和其他的犹太人一样，他也是一个内心有需要的人。
And however, there is no difference in Jesus' eye that Zacchaeus, he too, is needed by Jesus.
其实在很多时候，我们周围有很多像撒该一样悬在树上的人。
And actually, in our daily life, we do have many people around us who just like Zacchaeus, they were hanging on the tree.
他们的内心可能缺少平安，也渴望被人接纳。
Perhaps they don't have peace in their heart and they wish to be accepted.
只是不知道我们能不能够从人群当中一下就看到他们。
And yet, it's up to us whether we are able to spot them in the crowd.
也不知道我们能不能一下子就看到他们内心的需要。
Is whether we are able to see the deep need in their heart.
很多时候也许我们都是忙于各样的事情，甚至于包括教会的一些活动，我们都完全的没有注意到他们。
And perhaps we are so busy with our daily life, we neglect them. Or perhaps we were even so busy in the church ministry, we did not pay attention to those people.
就像我们刚刚看的这个视频当中，如果这个小女孩没有捕捉到那一瞬即逝的那个亮光的话，就没有接下来的这个动人的故事。
In this piece of video, if this little girl did not pay attention to the fleeting flash, she probably won't be able to continue with the story after that.
好了，为了讲这个我想表达这个观念的话，我再给大家举一个例子。
To continue with this thought, I would like to give you another example.
我想我们做弟兄的，我们是不是在家里的时候，我们是不是有时候会被这个姐妹抱怨说我们眼睛一面没有活
？To us husbands, perhaps I don't know whether you were complained by your spouse or not. Many times our spouse may complain that we see no chore need to be done in the house.
就像我们如果大家都被带到一个房间的时候
，Perhaps when we enter a room.
弟兄会觉得说这个房间看上去又干净又整齐，没有什么需要收拾的。
To men and brothers, perhaps we thought the rooms are quite clean and tidy.
姐妹可能就不会这么想。
And yet, it's quite different to the sisters.
姐妹可能会看到说，哇，这里有些灰尘，那里会有些凌乱，需要好好的收拾一番。
To sisters, perhaps they say, well, this need to be cleaned up, this need to be organized, And this area is very dusty.
所以可见我们要有一双敏锐的眼睛，我们才可以看见我们一些忽略了的东西。
And therefore, we need a pair of sensitive eyes in order to see something that need to pay attention to.
但是你要有一双敏锐的眼睛，其实你最需要的是首先要有一颗敏锐的心，而且是一颗愿意的心。
So in order to have a pair of sensitive eyes, first we must have a sensitive heart.
有一首英文的小诗，它的大意是这样的。
There is an English quote. It goes like this.
他说，当我出去找朋友的时候，我一无所获。
I went out to look for a friend, but found none.
但是当我愿意做他人的朋友的时候，我就发现到处都有我的朋友。
I went out to be a friend and found many.
所以几年前，我有机会为以前的牧师，就是 Robert Smith 牧师的正道做翻译。
I was able to translate for Pastor Rob Smith a few years back.
那正道结束的时候，我大概记得话，他有个祝祷。他祝祷的时候，他都会求神，向神祈祷说，让我们在新的一周里能够遇到有需要的人，可以遇到能够可以传福音的对象。
I still recall at the end of his sermon, he always say, "Perhaps we should make a change in the following week to find out people whom we can serve."
其实我想说。神早就把这些有需要的或者可以传福音的对象已经放在我们的生活当中。
And actually, when I look back, I realize God has already placed those people who are in need and our help around us.
我求神给我们有敏锐的眼睛，一颗愿意的心，能够像主耶稣一样，一下子就从人群中看到那些还悬在树上的人。
What I'm praying for is that I pray that God will give us a pair of sensitive eyes so that we can spot those who are in need.Who are just like Zacchaeus, who were hanging on the tree.
那我想这个小女孩给我们看到的这个第二个她的特质就是她愿意为了他人的需要付上代价。
Second quality I learned from this girl is that we need to pay a price for those people who need our attention.
就像这个视频当中，这个小女孩看到这个月亮上的这个老人以后，这位月亮上的老人成为她生活里面的重心。
Just like this little girl, once she spot this only lonely old man, this thing become her the center of her daily life.
所以她的心里呢也时刻的惦记着他。
And she constantly remembered this old man.
她一放学以后，她就急匆匆的往家赶。
So whenever she got off school, she rushed to her room.
她吃饭的时候，她也是一边啃着面包，一边。守在望远镜的边上。
And even during her meal, she will bite her bread and also look into the telescope.
我可以说，这位小女孩为了这个月亮上的老人呢，她放弃了她宝贵的休息和娱乐的时间。
We can see this little girl forsake all her pleasure and entertainment and want to pay attention to this old man.
那我来美国，就今年的话，算是我来美国的第二十年。
And this year is the 20th year when I live in the States.
和很多的弟兄不一样。
I am different from many brothers.
我并不是一个讨厌 shopping 的人。
I'm not the person who hates shopping.
有时候还挺 enjoy 的。
And actually, sometimes I do enjoy shopping.
但是可能我刚到美国，就是刚到了这个 Black Friday 的，就是黑色星期五的时候，我还是会很惊讶。
And yet, up today, I was so surprised about Black Friday, this phenomenon of Black Friday.
我一开始我不能理解为什么会有那么多人愿意在寒风当中熬夜的排队。
In the beginning, I couldn't comprehend why people would rather wait outside in the cold weather the night before.
后来慢慢的我终于开始想明白，就是说他们之所以这样做，是因为他们很看重这个黑色星期五这个 sales 所代表的价值。
Gradually, I began to understand. Perhaps those people understand to them the value behind the sales is a great value to those people.
所以他们为了获得这些有价值的东西，他们就愿意付出，情愿付出别人所不愿意付出的代价。
In order to gain the benefit of those values, they rather to pay a great price for this.
我想我们传福音也是一样的。
I think the same for us.Who have a mission to preach the gospel?
我们只有真正的看重福音的宝贵的价值，才会愿意为福音的缘故付上代价。
Only when we understand the value behind evangelism, then we are willing to pay a price for it.
那现在我们再看另外的一段经文。
Then let's focus to another passage.
那这段这个故事的话呢，是记载在约翰福音第四章。
Now this passage is recorded in John chapter 4.
对不起，我们同样的方式，就是我用中文来读，那英文的弟兄姐妹的话，就自己在周报的后面去看。
In the same way, I'm going to read it in Chinese. I'm going to ask those English-speaking brothers and sisters to read the passage by your own.
这是约翰福音的第四章第五节，说到，于是到了撒玛利亚的一座城，名叫叙加。靠近雅各给他儿子约瑟的那块地，在那里有雅各井，耶稣因走路困乏就坐在井旁。那时约有午正，有一个撒玛利亚的妇人来打水，耶稣对他说，请你给我水喝。那时门徒进城买食物去了，撒玛利亚的妇人对他说，你既是犹太人，怎么向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？原来犹太人和撒玛利亚人没有来往。耶稣回答说，你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，我也必早给了你活水。妇人说，先生，没有打水的器具，井又深，你从哪里得活水呢？我们的祖宗雅各将这井留给我们，他自己和儿子并牲畜都喝这井里的水，难道你比他还大吗？耶稣回答说，凡喝这水的还要再渴，人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在他的里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。在这段经中，其实我们知道，在当时在耶稣的时代，犹太人和被犹太人视为不洁净的撒玛利亚人，他们之间其实没有多少的来往。
At the time of Jesus, the community of Jews and the community of Samaritans, they do not interact with one another.
那而且呢，一个如果是行为不端的一个撒玛利亚的妇人的话，这更加是被人所轻看。
Especially to an immoral Samaritan woman, there is even a greater gap between the woman and Jew.
这撒玛利亚的妇人的话，她其实不认识耶稣。
Actually, this Samaritan woman, she did not know Jesus.
但是主耶稣认识他。
And yet Jesus knew her.
他知道他的光景。
Jesus knew her condition.
主耶稣知道他的软弱和他的需要。
Jesus knew her need and her weakness.
所以为了这样一个被人所轻看的撒玛利亚妇人，主耶稣他定义，这里有个关键词，定义要经过撒玛利亚到雅各的井旁。
For the sake of Samaritan woman, Jesus set his mind to pass through Samaria in order to meet her.
Yeah, 他到那个地方，到雅各井旁，要为他带去生命的活水。
For this reason, Jesus stopped by the well of Jacob in order to bring living water to the woman.
很多时候我们都只记得主耶稣他的神性。
And oftentimes we thought about the godly attribute of Jesus.
但是其实主耶稣他也是一个完完全全的人。
And actually, Jesus is also 100% man.
所以在这段经文中，他也提到了说，主耶稣因走路困乏。
So right here, we realize Jesus was tired at the time.
所以我们看到
because of walking.
所以看到主耶稣他是人，他也会困乏，也会饥渴。
So we realize Jesus too, he is man. He can also get tired because of traveling.
但是因为爱世人的缘故，他愿意历尽艰辛。为了得到更多的罪人。
And yet, because of his love to the world, he rather sacrificed in order to gain more sinners.
其实主耶稣做的这一些，这个撒玛利亚的妇人，井旁的撒玛利亚妇人，她自己一开始她也不明白。
In the beginning, Samaritan woman couldn't comprehend why Jesus was doing this.
不但如此，而且包括耶稣的门徒，他们也不了解。
Not only her, but also Jesus' disciples, they couldn't understand.
我想也是同样的，在我们在传福音的这个过程当中，我们不仅要经历一些物质或者身体上的一些艰辛。
In the same way, how we evangelize to others, perhaps we will go through quite troublesome condition.
我们也可能会遇到，我们同样的也会遇到一些心灵上的或者人际关系上的一些挑战。
Perhaps we will go through some affliction or the trouble in our social circle.
就像主耶稣做的这个，连他的门徒都不了解，都不理解。
Just like what Jesus has done, that he even his disciples couldn't comprehend.
但是如果我们清清楚楚的知道什么是有永恒价值的东西的话，
And yet, if we clearly know what carries eternal value,
我们就会愿意为了有永恒价值的东西付上代价。
And for that reason, we are willing to pay the price.
好，那么下一点。
Next.
我们刚才看到这个视频上的小女孩，她关心月亮上的老人，而且她对这个老人家的关心并没有只停留在她的心里或者是头脑里。
And as we see, this little girl, not only she started to care and pay attention to this lonely old man on the moon, she did not have this mindfulness only stay in her mind.
她尝试着用各样的方法去接近他。
But she actually tried different approaches to this old man.
她不论是写了卡片，或者是折了一个纸飞机，或者是射出了一个纸火箭，这些东西我们看起来可能都觉得有些幼稚的可笑。
No matter she was trying to write a car or try to make a paper airplane or try to make an error, shoot to the moon, even though her action looks silly to us.
但是这无疑不代表了她的一份努力。
And yet it does not mean does not despise her effort.
她主动地伸出手。她去迎接这位远方的老人。
She actually extend her hand, actively try to outreach this old man.
所以我想说她的这个第三个的特质就是主动地伸出手去接纳他人。
So what we learn is that we need to extend our hand to accept and welcome others.
主耶稣在他侍奉的几年当中，也是主动地走入到众人里面。
In the beginning years of Jesus' ministry.He actually walked into the world and outreach to the crowd.
在马太福音的第九章三十五节就说到，耶稣走遍各城各乡，在会堂里教训人，宣讲天国的福音，又医治各样的病症。
Matthew chapter 39 verse 5, Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness.
而且耶稣的这个走遍啊，它不是一个单一的一个事件，而是一个不断一直进行的一个事情。
Now it is not just a single incident that Jesus went through all the towns and village, but Jesus has been doing that all the time.
而且主耶稣他所走过的路径的话，也不局限在某一个特定的地方。
And also the area he walked through is not confined in particular area either.
他到过很热闹的
region either.
他到过热闹繁华的都市。
So he has gone to some place which is very prosperous, very crowded place.
他也去过很偏远的一些穷乡僻壤的地方。
And he has gone to remote areas and villages as well.
我们知道主耶稣他侍奉的第二年啊，我们称为他侍奉的一个声望期。
The second year of Jesus' ministry, we call his the year of popularity of Jesus.
在那个时候，我想他的声望的话，肯定是如日中天。
As we can imagine, Jesus must be very popular at the time.
但在这种情况下，我们看到主耶稣他并没有在他侍奉的这个加百农这个地方呢开一个mega church.
And yet we realize he did not build a mega church in the popular ministry he has done in Capernaum.
他也没有在这个耶路撒冷呢开一个分会。
And he did not set a branch in Jerusalem.
就等着别人上门。
Waiting for people to come.
相反的，他带着门徒走遍各城各乡。
On the other hand, he led his disciples to go through every village and town.
我们知道主耶稣曾经应许过彼得说要得人如得鱼。
And as we know, Jesus has promised Peter to be the fisher of men.
我不是钓鱼方面的专家。
Now, I myself is not a fishing expert.
但是我想这个要得鱼的话其实大概也主要就是两种方法。
And however, when I think about try to be a fisherman, I think there is no other than the following two ways.
一种可能像村民弟兄一样的在岸边钓鱼。
One way, perhaps just like our brother Chun Ming, he fish along the shore.
那另外一种的话就是把船开到鱼群聚集的地方。
In other ways, get into the boat and go to the deep water where the fish...
我想村民弟兄会告诉我们说，这个在岸边钓鱼应该是可以让人非常放松的一个很好的一个休闲活动。
And perhaps Brother Chun Ming can share with us to fish along the shoreline as a way to relax and it's quite soothing.
但是我不知道，我想这个收获可能还是有限的。
And yet I believe the gain must be limited.
但是如果你选择把船开到水深鱼多的地方的话，
And yet if you make a decision to get into deep water where the fish are,
没错，你可能会遇到风暴。
Perhaps, yes, you may encounter storms.
也可能会有一些其他预想不到的事情。
Perhaps you may encounter something so unexpected.
但是它可能带来的这个收获也会是巨大的。
And yet the gain is great.
我看到有一位牧者他说今天的教会啊。
Pastor mentioned that in today's church.
我们在教会里面大部分的都像是一个鱼缸啊，热带鱼缸的一个管家。
And he said, well, in today's church, God's servant is more like a waiter of the fish in the fish bowl.
我们都付了很多的人力、财力，或者是房屋，我们要让这个鱼缸里这些鱼啊，生活得很愉快。
People pay great attention and resource and energy and money in order to entertain and make the fish in the fish bowl happy.
结果它叫缸中鱼呢就是娱乐的鱼，第二个鱼呢就是 fish 的那个鱼，缸中鱼就成了教会理所当然一个最重要的任务。
So it become the leading ministry in the church in order to become the entertainer for the fish in the fish bowl.
我想主耶稣他用他自己的行动已经告诉了我们。
And yet Jesus has demonstrated his action to us.
如果你要多得鱼的话，就不能只在岸边。
In order to get more fish, you cannot stay along the shore.
而要到那水深鱼多之处
But go to the deep water.
主动伸出你的手来
You actually need to extend the net and your hand.
去接纳他的
In order to get the fish.
下一点
Next.
就是关心要关心他人真正的需要
Truly pay attention to people's need.
我在这里再问大家一个问题你就想没想过说如果你一个人在月亮上生活的话你觉得最可怕的是什么？或者你最渴望的、渴慕的是什么
？I wonder, can you imagine if you live alone on the moon, what is the most frightening thing you may encounter?
或者什么是你最渴慕的
？What is the thing that you desire the most?
我想这个我们中国人的答案都很简单。
Perhaps to Chinese is very simple.
渴慕有中餐吃。
We want to have Chinese food.
那也许有些人，特别像一些美国人，他可能说，哇，他最期盼的。就是说在月亮上的话他要能够有 ESPN 的这个体育频道可以看
And perhaps to some American they want to have table television for watching sports channel
那年轻人可能说我最希望的能够在上面还可以有无线上网
And perhaps to young people they want to have internet service on the moon
但是呢我们看到这个小女孩她看到月亮上的老人的时候
And yet when this little girl spot this old man on the moon
她非常清楚这位老人
She realized
这位老人她心中觉得最可怕的是孤独。
The most frightening thing for this old man is loneliness.
他知道这个老人心中最渴慕的就是与人的交流，得到他人的关心。
She realized what this old man desired the most is to have a communication and fellowship with other people.
所以正因为他知道了这一点，所以小女孩为这位孤独的老人选了一个最好的礼物。
Because of knowing about this, she has prepared the best gift for this lonely old man.
她借着一个望远镜把她自己带到了老人的身边。
Through telescope, she has given herself to the old man.
让这位老人知道说她不再是孤单的一个人。
So this old lonely old man no longer think he is alone.
不单只是这位月亮上的老人，在井旁的撒玛利亚妇的这个故事里面主耶稣也告诉我们说，世人其实都会渴。
Not only this lonely old man on the moon, but also the Samaritan woman right next to the well. That Jesus was telling her that every person need to have a company.
他这个渴的讲的都会饥渴，这个渴的话呢，代表其实这种需要。
Jesus said there's a thirst. The thirst means there's a desire, deep desire.
我想我们每个人我们在我们不同的人生的阶段呢我们会有不同的物质或者心灵方面的需要。
Through our life, we all have a different desire and thirst.
而且我们的这些需要的话呢主耶稣他都知道。
That all of our thirst were known by Jesus.
他知道尼哥底母他最渴望的是要进入神的国。
That Jesus knew the deep desire of Nicodemus is to enter God's kingdom.
所以当尼哥底母夜里去访问的时候 主耶稣就开门见山地对他说
And therefore, when Nicodemus visited Jesus at night, that Jesus opened his word to him.
他说我实实在在地告诉你人若不重生就不能见神的国
Very truly, truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again.
那主耶稣也知道撒该他最渴慕的是要被人接纳
And also Jesus realized what Zacchaeus needs the most is to be accepted.
所以他对撒该说的话是撒该快下来今天我必住在你家里
And therefore Jesus said to Zacchaeus, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today.
他也知道主耶稣也知道撒玛利亚妇人有对爱的一种饥渴
In the same way, Jesus knew the deep desire of Samaritan woman. She needs love.
因此他告诉他说，凡喝这水的还要再渴，人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。
And therefore, Jesus said to this woman, Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst.
所以我在想说，我们如果是奉主耶稣的名去传福音的话，我们要按照每个人他的不同的属灵的需要不同的生活方面的需要去帮助他们
And therefore when we preach the gospel in the name of Jesus we need to do it according to people's need when,、to those who we face
我想我们在讲述这个传福音的这些方法的时候我们并不是说我们不相信十字架它有刺入人心的这样的一个力量
When we talk about the way of preaching the gospel we are not neglecting the power of the crossWhich has the power of piercing people's heart.
只是在很多的情况下，只有当人们了解福音可以满足他心中的各种需要的时候，他们才会有兴趣去听。
But we must understand, we need to create a condition when people realize the gospel can satisfy their deep need, then they have an interest to know more about the gospel.
所以我们把人的需要作为传福音的一个切入点。
And therefore, we need to take people's need as the entry point for the gospel.
主耶稣他自己也是这样做的。
This is the same way how Jesus has done it.
下一点。大家如果看这个视频当中，这边好像不是很清楚。看这个视频有没有注意到这个视频的最结尾的地方有这样一句话，他说，让人们在这个圣诞的季节里感受到爱。
I wonder you have to pay attention on the very last word on the last clip of the video is that show someone their love this Christmas.
我想我们传福音要传递的一个很重要的信息其实就是耶稣爱你。
A very important message we must tell others is that Jesus loves you.
而且不但要人家在头脑中有这样的一个认识。
Not only they can comprehend and remember in their head,
更要让他们从你的行动当中能够感受到从神而来的爱。
But they must feel through your action.
我们知道很多时候非基督徒其实对基督徒有不少的误解。
And actually, there are quite many misunderstandings of non-Christians towards Christians.
他们可能认为说基督徒和他们接触的话呢，其实有很多功利的想法。
They think Christians are utilitarian.
他这功利的想法就是说可能想要拉他们入伙。
They feel Christians are more number-driven.
所以有些人他一听到传福音的话，可能就很反感。
So they feel quite displeased to hang out with Christians.
也不愿意与基督徒交往。
They don't want to hang out with Christians.
我想很多时候有出现这样的一个情况，有一部分的原因的话呢，也是因为我们好像传的时候，我们只是在传递一种宗教的一个观念。
Part of the reason is many times we are preaching religious message.
我们并没有让人家能够感受到爱的传递。
They don't actually feel there's love.
有人说过说神的圣洁使福音成为必要
And many people have said holiness made the gospel essential
而神的爱使福音成为可能
But only because of the love of God made the gospel become possible
如果没有神的爱的话就不会有福音
If there is no love, there is no gospel
不单如此
Not only that
我想说神的爱也使得传福音成为可能。
Not only that, God's love also made evangelism possible.
因为神的爱的缘故我们才会有这个传福音的一个动力。
It is because of God's love we are motivated to preach the gospel.
也因为被神的爱所触摸到 听到福音的朋友，他才愿意打开自己的心来接受福音。
And because of God's love, those people who are touched by the gospel, they are willing to open their hearts to accept the gospel.
我们知道神的爱其实是实实在在的。
We know God's love is very real.
你可以看得见。
You can see and
you can 听得到。
And you can hear.
你也可以摸得着。
You can even touch.
在四卷福音当中，其实有多次的记载主耶稣对人的怜悯。
We see there are many merciful accounts done by Jesus in the gospel.
就在马太福音的第九章三十六节这样说到，他说他看见许多的人，就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。
And in the gospel has shown so many gracious acts and mercy done by Jesus. In Matthew chapter 9, verse 36, when he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed.And helpless, like sheep without shepherd.
那在马太福音的十四章的十四节，他也说到，耶稣出来见有许多的人，就怜悯他们，治好了他们的病。
Matthew 14:14, when Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed their sick.
那在路加福音的第七章的十三节说，主看见那寡妇，就怜悯她，对她说，不要哭。
Luke chapter 3 verse 13.When the Lord saw her, his heart went out to her, and he said, "Don't cry."
从这些经文当中，我们不难感受到主耶稣的爱。
So through this passage, we can actually feel the love of Jesus.
而且主耶稣的爱对我们的爱的终极的表现，就是在十字架上为我们的罪而受死。
And the ultimate love presentation of our Lord is his death on the cross.
主怎样用舍己的爱来爱这个世界上的人，作为他的门徒，我们也要如此学。
The sacrificial love that Jesus has done to the world that we as his disciples need to do the same.
今天我们通过我刚才分享的这个视频，我们一起看到了在传福音的侍奉上，主耶稣为我们做的一些美好的榜样。
Through this video, we can also learn the example.Of what Jesus has done for his disciples.
主耶稣要我们学习他的样式。
That Jesus wants us to learn from him.
Okay, go next page. 主耶稣要我们保持一颗敏锐的心，好看到有需要的人。
That we need to have a sensitive heart to actually spot people's need.
而且我们要愿意为了福音的缘故献上付上代价。
And we need to have a heart willing to pay the price for the sake of gospel.
我们也要坚持走出去，进入人群当中，把福音带给他们。
And we need to step out into the crowd to bring gospel to people.
我们要学习关心他人的真实的需要，在传福音的同时，学习用不同的方式来帮助他们。
We need to pay attention to people's need and through the real action to deliver the meaning of gospel.And use different way to pay attention and care for others.
最后一点可能也算是最重要的点，就是要让人们在我们所传的福音当中能够感受到从神来的爱。
And the last point, which is the most important point, is that they must feel the love of God through our gospel preaching.
那最后今天用最后，我想借着我们家女儿学琴的这样的一个例子来结束今天的正道。
Lastly, I would like to use an example of my daughter's learning of her piano as the conclusion for today's sermon.
那 Hannah 她每周她去学琴的话，都是我开车接受。
Hannah took piano lesson, and I'm his driver every time.
那在家里练习的时候啊，她也很习惯叫我坐在边上。
As she was practicing her piano daily, she usually ask me to sit right next to her.
那听到她有弹的不对的地方，那我有时候也会说，哇，这么容易，你怎么还会弹错？
And whenever she made a mistake, I would make the comment say, this is an easy part. Why you constantly make the mistake about this?
那听到我的这个批评以后啊，她除了会为自己辩解以外，还常常会加上一句话。
Not only she will start to defend herself after my comment.
他会加上这样一句话。
She will add the word, the following word.
他说容易，要不要你来试试
？You think it's easy? Why don't you give a try?
的确，我们都说常言说得好，知易行难。
And it is true. It's easy to say than done.
愿我们不只是 坐在这个地方听到，而也愿意起而行道。
Not only we are here to listen to the words, but we also need to live out the word.
跟随主耶稣的脚踪，做一个真正的门徒。
To follow his step to become the true disciple of our Lord.